So she do a lot of social welfare. Also, Nehri Zubaida, from Baghdad till Makkah Sharif, she fell because that time no walking Makkah Sharif. Alhamdulillah, very easy. First time we go Makkah also hard for water. Even Muallim Hotel manager, he say he don't bath every day for shortage water. And they come with a tanker, they fill water. Now, mashallah. So that time with no water, very hard for water. She fell from Baghdad. She built the canal, she sent water. When she passed away, somebody see in a dream. They asked how it go. He said, Alhamdulillah, very well, very nice. Allah give you plenty of life. So they asked, because of all your social welfare work to help the poor people, the needy people, that's why. She said, no. Then he said, some niyat, intention, I had in my heart, nobody know about it. For that Allah gave it. And he said, then all the soul of social welfare work you do, she said, ذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْبَابِهِ. All that went to its other gods. What means that in the hadith it comes, if you do something, come on your own. If you do something, and you do for Allah also, and you do, people must praise me also. Or you get some worldly benefit also, name, fame, or worldly gain, then Allah, He doesn't take nothing from you. He leaves everything to His partner. Everything goes to the partner, nothing from you. Allah only take that amal which is 100% khalisatan liwajhillah. 100% for Allah, Allah only take it. So she said, all that is going to the arba. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi say, every person has have some a'mal. Even if it's mustahab, nothing. But some a'mal, nobody know about. Not your wife, nobody know. That a'mal will help a person very, very much on the day of Qiyamah. Value of a'mal is not by size, but by quality. In which there is more ikhlas, that is acceptable by Allah. And if amal is very big, but no ikhlas, no tawadu, all other sifat, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah put us in this world to test us. Who make أَحْسَنِ عَمَلًا. The quality of the amal, not أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Allah don't want to see who make plenty amal. Allah want to see quality of amal. Our amal, we know how is our amal. Our amal is zero. So if you add 0 plus 0 equal to 0. 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 equal to
0.
All. 100 0 is 0. But if you have ikhlas for Allah, one Allah you do. 1 and 0 now? 10. Another 0? 100. Another 0? 1000. Another 0? 10,000. 100,000. Million. So ikhlas. Quality. If you don't have iman, like many non-Muslim people do social welfare work, but no iman, all the amal zero. If you have for one Allah, you do iman. Now it's a value. So the value by Allah Ta'ala is of quality, not of quantity. That is very important. And for example, in one man, he go to some Ali, great Ali, he asked him that what is Sharia, Tariqa and Haqiqa. What is this? Sharia, Tariqa and Haqiqa. So he tell him, go there in the masjid, you see three pious people, Gujar, Awliya, they are sitting, Muraqabah, making ibadah. Go to each one, give him one slap on the back. And then you come back to me. So Well, the first one you go, you give him one slip. First one you get up, you give him also one slip. You go to the second one, you give him one slip, you get up, you cross, you leave him. Don't do nothing. Third one, give him one slip, you say, Ma, I sit in your way, you want to walk and I'm in your way. So he go back. So you say the first one, Sharia. A sin no be sin, wal ayn bil ayn. You did wrong, same the Sharia. The next one, only he get crossed, he don't do anything. Wal ta'adhimin al ghay. That is the Sharia tariqah. And haqiqah, that you overlook the other person. That you, no problem. You say, I am wrong. You know wrong. So, just like that, now, in our time, we have Darul Ulum, where you get Ulum, ilm. But ilm alone is not enough. We say this ilm of ours, ilm of deen, knowledge of deen. The ulama know this is idafi tarteeb, mudaf mudafi ilm. That means like genitive case in English language. We say the wheel of the car, the car's wheel, wheel of the car. Now the wheel is not the car. If somebody say the wheel is the car, it's not right. Like that knowledge of deen, knowledge is not deen. But just like a car cannot move without the wheel. If there is one wheel short, the car can't move. Wheel have to be there. But the wheel is not the car. The car is whole big car. So just like that, knowledge is one part of deen. Without knowledge of deen, you can't have deen. You'll have bid'at. You'll have all other things, or just people they think themselves. But deen can only come by knowledge of deen. But to think knowledge of deen, that is also wrong. So that is ulum of deen, the knowledge of deen. After that, then you get, alhamdulillah, in our time, work of tabligh and da'wah. How many people, they far from Muslim, but no salah. They don't look like Muslim, they don't live like Muslim. Jamaat go everywhere and bring them to deen. And then to bring the ruh, to bring the life in them, is what we call tasawwuf, tazkiyah, islah. Like ikhlas now to come. All these qualities don't just come by itself. You have to make effort for it. Like in you are sick, you have cholesterol, you have blood pressure, you are diabetic, nobody likes it, but it comes itself. When it comes, you have to take treatment. So just like that, to do things for name, fame, show, that comes itself. A person likes it, people must praise me, people talk about me. But now to treat that illness, that is necessary. And for that, a special hospital.